is operating as one of those barriers. So here's a picture again of our clay mineral. So we're looking now through the tetrahedral, octahedral, tetrahedral layer structure. So that's one layer. Down here, the same layer structure, and here's our interlayer space. So these cations then are able to be exchanged, and they're also able to hydrate. So in the case of the situation here, the interlayer gap is 3 angstroms, as it's partially hydrated. When we completely hydrate it, you can see now there's another suite of water molecules gone in around the exchangeable cation, then that gap is expanded to 5.2 angstroms. Now clearly, as we keep pumping waters in, there's a point at which this interlayer separation becomes so large that the actual layer becomes unstable and it peels off. So particularly on the outside surface of the clay mineral, this then is able to lift whole layers off the clay mineral. So that's what happens in these sort of swelling clays.